It's Thursday, July the 1st, and you're tuned in to the Champion Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony. It's Canada Day, baby.
Yo, you almost lost it there. You lost your tongue for a second.
Blah, blah, blah. I want to say Canada Day first, but I had to introduce myself. I forgot.
All right, cool. Cool.
Happy Canada Day to all these Canadians.
Oh, happy Canada Day. It is Canada Day. Although I think this year's Canada Day is a bit overshadowed by some other political endeavors.
It's a bit rainy, yeah.
Yeah, did you see fireworks today? Or last night?
I heard fireworks last night. I didn't see them.
Okay, because I did not.
I didn't hear a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I saw people out today. I went to go get my second shot.
Congratulations, you're fully vaxxed.
I got full coverage, full 5G coverage.
Damn.
I'm ready for that new Huawei phone.
Oh, I'm jealous, man. Jealous?
Yeah, I was underground today, getting full bars.
I only got that Canada 4.5 LTE. You know when I hit up the TTC, yeah. Subway?
Dead
signal.
Absolute
dead
trash.
Signal. But see, if I had that second vax.
If you had that second vax, you'd have that
5G. I'd be all in it.
So I'm excited for that high-speed fiber wireless.
Yeah. Also, you know, it's been a while, but here, at least in the Ontario sector of Canada, we are back to opening up things.
Yeah.
So while the rest of the world has been slowly moving back to normalcy, we are slow on that.
Yeah.
So we can finally go to places.
I think even though Canada in general has already met recommendations for stage 3.
Yeah.
They put a clause in there where at minimum you have to be in each phase for at least 21 days.
Which, yeah, you know, that makes sense.
Which makes sense. You don't just want to go all the way like, oh, you did it? Cool. Here's something we didn't actually account for. Back to square one.
Yeah, right? So. But yeah, if you're out there, you know, get your stuff done. I think I have to book my second one. Like, I have one of those auto-booked ones for September, but.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. But cool. Wicked. Let's run down the show. Spoilers. It's pretty barren this week.
Nothing happened this week.
So there's no review. Our picks are pretty dry. But we do have a question to chew on.
And we, yeah, and also we have our charming personalities.
Shit. Gotta rely on that now?
Shit.
God damn it. Paul Chu writes in. Happy Canada Day.
Thanks, Paul.
Here's a pic from when I was in Toronto on Canada a few years ago, and he's taking a picture of the CN Tower.
Sent in a picture?
Yeah, it's the CN Tower is blowing up. That is literally what he is. I don't know what kind of message you're trying to send here, Paul. What are you saying? Yeah, like, are you saying declaring you war?
You want to go? Listen, we'll burn down the White House again. We did it in the War of 1812. We'll do it again.
Honestly, it looks like the CN Tower is ejaculating fire, so I really don't know. He asks, what franchise or property are you an apologist for?
An apologist. Like, I know it's bad kind of thing?
Yeah, but, like, you, like, you know, you're like, listen, you gotta get past season one, but you know, I'm telling you, the final two episodes are great.
Yeah, so you gotta get past the first fight of Record of Ragnarok, and then the next fight's fucking sick.
All right, I'll give my answer first. Listen, guys, just watch the first 8 seasons of Smallville.
I knew it was
and
coming.
And I guarantee
I knew it was coming. Oh my
the
God.
Last 2 seasons are absolute fire.
Trash. Absolute trash. Oh my God.
But no, I think there's a lot of things I'm an apologist for, definitely. Like, I'm a fan of it. I'm just like, just watch it. Like, I'm a fan of the Mass Effect 3 ending.
Yeah, but that's not as bad as people made it out to be, though.
True, true. You're right. It isn't that bad. It's actually completely fine.
Apologist.
Yeah, an apologist. Is it JoJo? Yeah.
JoJo? No. You're in the minority there. That is like one of the most popular animes.
You're an apologist
of
for JoJo?
All time.
You're an apologist for JoJo.
I apologize for it being great. No. man, I don't. I'm trying to think.
Metal Gear?
Yo, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. Maybe I would say Portable Ops.
Would you say Kingdom Hearts?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Kingdom okay. Hearts, I love Kingdom Hearts. Baby, I love you. But oh my God, you are such a confusing mess. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm apologist for Kingdom Hearts. I would say
and
that.
And you put your true ending in the DLC? Get out of here with this. Oh my God.
Sometimes that's just how it be.
But what do I like that's not so great?
I don't know.
The general... The Galgun series?
I mean, sure.
Like...
We should have set some ground rules. Should it be... Does it have to be something popular that is, like, widely spread as, like, you know, not good?
Yeah, or like, it just...
Or does it just have to be, like... You know this is bad, but you would love to just have anybody enjoy it the way that you do.
Oh, let me tell you about Sonic Shuffle, the Sonic Mario Party game.
No. No. No.
No.
No. No.
I think there's a lot of games that I have that are like, they're so bad, they're good type of thing. Like Death by Degrees is probably one of those, featuring Nina Williams from the Tekken series.
You're an apologist for that?
I don't think that game's that bad. I kind of get a kick out of it. It's pretty good.
Anthony, you know, this whole year, as you, it's been 6 months that you've reigned as the video game expert.
Yeah, this is my second year.
But in this past 6 months, I have never heard you make such more incorrect video game statements, and I might just have to take it away from
you. It's not that bad.
Like, I get it. You're in the hot seat. You got the power, but that does not mean you can dictate wrong opinions.
It's not that bad. It's got the same combat system as Rise to Honor, featuring Jet Li.
But that was good.
Yeah, it's. I would argue it's the same game.
No, it's not.
The Rumble Roses franchise.
Wow.
Or the Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball franchises.
You an apologist for DOA X?
DOA X is a really good volleyball game. Straight up.
For context, for all the younger listeners out there, this is the game that only has the female Dead or Alive fighters.
It's got Zack in it.
And remember, Dead or Alive is known for being the most scantily clad, hot anime girls.
If I put in age, if I put my age in the options to 99, I get more boob jiggle.
Wait, hold on. Is the age just a boob physics modifier?
Hell yeah, it is. Oh my god. The higher your age in DOA, the higher the boob jiggle. That's all it is.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, man. I honestly think that the Dead or Alive games, at least the first one, the Dead or Alive Extreme 1, is a really good volleyball game. Like, it's really tight. The controls are just top notch.
Dude, it's about as good as Tekken Ball.
Tekken Ball, it's I don't know.
It's the same game.
Yeah. Well, Tekken Ball's bowling.
No, it's not.
Isn't Tekken Ball bowling?
Tekken Ball is volleyball without the net.
Is that the one gone? The dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh, this one.
Tekken Ball?
Yeah, no, this one's not great.
What are you talking
about? This one's not great.
Yeah, it's
Dead or Alive way better than that one.
It's the same shit.
Maybe like any Mario sports game.
Any Mario sports
game? Like any Mario Tennis past the first one is like not fantastic. But still play them.
Okay, sure.
They can't all be Mario Golf, you know? But
the game that you have been championing...
Yeah.
And have not bought
yet. I haven't bought it yet. You know, I got school. I'm busy. I'll get there eventually.
Okay. You're busy. Don't tell me you're busy.
I'm busy.
I know what you're going to talk about in your week. You are not.
What am I going to talk about?
You're not going to talk. Are you max level in Borderlands?
I didn't even play the game to do that. Someone else played the game to do that for me.
Okay, cool. Well, there you go. There's some things we're apologists for. So mine is Smallville, clearly. I guess to a certain extent, you could say Firefly for me.
Gurren Lagann, probably.
No, that's widely regarded as the greatest anime of all time.
It's probably trash, but...
Wow.
Oh, what are some anime that are so bad it's good?
What?
What are some anime that are so bad it's good?
I don't know. All my anime tastes are great.
Shut up.
I don't know what bad anime is. I only ever watch the best anime. All my anime opinions are pure.
Oh, the Ghost, was it Ghost Stories dub?
Oh.
That shit's great. Is it art? No.
No. No, it's not.
Oh, that shit's so good.
You know, I would say, I guess I'm an apologist for, like, the Transformers movies. You know what? I'm an apologist for all like of Transformers. For all Transformers.
Okay.
Like, because, like, I like it. But when someone talks shit on it, like, I'm not going to be like...
You're going to be like, yeah.
You're right. But it was charming.
we should watch the Ghost dub, Ghost Stories dub. And review the Ghost Stories dub.
We're okay, man. We're okay.
You sure?
Positive. Extra positivo.
It's culture, though.
Whatevs. We good here?
I know. Oh, that's your other one.
What?
Aeromanga Sensei. Because you love that show.
Oh, my God.
That's your favorite.
Hold up. I don't love... You know that I do like Domestic Girlfriend more than that?
Yeah, but Domestic Girlfriend's quality.
No, come not. On.
That shit is spice.
Okay, hold on. That show's not quality. That ending. Do you know the ending?
I've heard of the ending. I don't know if it's real.
Okay, I won't tell you, but like...
I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, the ending, I did not... Man. Okay. Anyways, I'm good. I'm done with this question.
All right.
Are we good?
Okay.
All right. That's who our picks of the week. I got the first one coming up.
What?
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, Evangelion.
3.0 plus 1.0. What's the subtitle here?
You cannot release this movie because it's never coming out.
Wow. Good one.
Ha-ha, got him.
Wow. Thank you.
Which, hell yeah.
Hilarious.
That's what...
Oh, we lost him. We lost him. Anyways, Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0 colon thrice upon a time.
That's worse than mine. That's worse than what I said.
What are you talking about? But that's the best name. Thrice Upon a Time is coming to Amazon Prime.
Wow. Okay.
Get this. It's coming August 13th.
That's not real.
And it's coming to Amazon Prime before it hits Japanese Blu-ray.
What?
Yeah. So all you Westerners out there who want to see the finale to Evangeline.
To the high seas you go.
Yeah. I read a fact here that said the epic conclusion to the Evangeline series.
Sorry, I remembered a show.
2017
maybe is so bad it's good.
What? Don't say Evangelion.
Do you remember Valvrave?
Yeah, the vampires.
Vampire robot.
Yeah.
Oh, that show was pretty cool. It was a little edgy, but that show was pretty cool.
I guess. I mean, sure.
That's all I got. I just remembered it. It just came out. I just remembered it.
Yeah, Evangelion is coming, so that's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. I want to see it.
I just don't believe... This is like Kingdom Hearts 3. It's not real until I see it.
Do you believe this is really the end?
Of Evangelion?
Yeah.
You think there's not going to be like 3.0 plus 2.0 or some shit?
I don't know.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
And say this is the end?
I'm going to say that this is the end.
I remember when this was supposed to be like a 5-year project.
Yep.
Because it came out, what, 2007?
I think they announced it.
And it's 2021.
Yeah.
Like, pandemic notwithstanding, like, that added, what, an extra year? But, wow, that's wild.
It was around before this podcast was around.
All right. Let's talk about some Asians.
Which ones?
The ones in popular
I'm out.
Culture. The ones that everyone's championing nowadays.
Hitomi Tanaka.
Whoa. Anyways, Shang-Chi.
All right.
And The Legend of the Ten Rings. They got their second trailer.
Oh, the Awkwafina movie starring that other guy from Crazy Rich Asians.
No. He's not from that.
That's the other movie.
He's from Kim's Convenience.
That's the other movie.
You are just doing it now. Like, oh my God.
I'm doing it to myself.
This is Simu Liu?
Sure.
Liu?
I don't watch Kim's Convenience.
Simon the Lion, that's what I'll call him.
Simolo. Sup, dude.
What's up?
The fuck is wrong with us?
You're the racist, okay?
No, you said it! You're the one who fucked up his name. At least I had the courtesy not to say his name.
Like, you thought he was Henry Goldberg!
I remembered Awkwafina.
Oh, God.
Does that count?
Anyways.
She's a POC and a woman.
Anyways.
So I could save there.
Anyways. The second trailer. Shang-Chi, Legend of the Rings. I remember that when the first trailer came out, you and I were both kind of like, looks like wire food.
Yeah.
I'm glad that in this movie, they dialed that shit back. Mm. It looks like
It doesn't look like it's 100% wire food.
Yeah, in fact, there might not be any wire food in this. And they added aliens. And it actually starting to look more like what I'd expect from a Marvel movie. So I'm a little bit more excited. The one part that I was a little bummed about, and this is not to the detriment of the movie, but it's probably just the fact that it's an origin story. The villain is clearly the guy with the same powers, and it's just his dad. And I'm just like...
And it's going to be like, I have five rings, you have five rings. What are we going to do about it?
Let's trades.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God, my dad. And then,
and it's they're probably going to throw in some, like, Asian stereotyping parenting in there. Like, you never said I did a good job.
You know, mental health ain't real. No. Shut up.
I got an A and you slapped me.
You're not a doctor. What the fuck?
Or a lawyer. Oh, we told you could be one of those two things.
Jeez. What did you become?
I don't
know. A bum. Yeah. it looks better, I will say. I'm more into what I've seen. Yeah. It looks pretty neat. Cool. I'm cool about it.
I think it looks okay.
Yeah.
I think it looks fine.
Yeah. But then this week also the second trailer for G.I. Joe Origins Snake Eyes came out. The other Asian movie.
I got this. Okay. Didn't both the first trailers come out on the same week as well?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That, I'm blaming them. That's their fault. That's not on me. They did that on purpose.
So this is the one with Henry Goldberg. This is the Crazy Rich Asian guys.
Yes.
To be fair, Snake Eyes is not a 100% like Asian dominated film because at the end of the day, it's G.I. Joe.
Yep.
So of course this movie has attractive Caucasian females.
Hell yeah.
With guns. Plus Henry Goldberg. I still think I'm more excited for this movie.
Really?
Only because this
movie... It looks so edgy.
Yeah, and
it's
like...
so edgy.
Like, this movie knows what it is, and it's not trying to be anything more than that.
That's fair.
You know?
You know, sometimes you just gotta own it.
And at the end of the day, who do I think is cooler? Shang-Chi
or
Snake Eyes? It's gotta be Snake Eyes, man.
You know Nina Williams is just basically the female Snake Eyes, right?
Is she?
I don't know.
No, she's not. I had to think about that. No. She was never a ninja, right?
She had a sword, I think.
That doesn't make her a ninja.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, hold on. Wait, what?
Yeah, you get a sword, you're a ninja. That's the whole thing, right?
So you're telling me all the sword characters in Smash are ninjas?
They're ninjas.
Wow. Okay.
They're all ninjas.
Wow. 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 Wow.
All ninjas have swords, but not all swords have ninjas.
Oh. Is that how the quote works? So then by that definition, everyone with a sword is not a ninja.
Maybe.
God.
Schrodinger's ninja?
Maybe. Anyways, I am excited to see G.I. Joe Origins Snake Eyes. And that's saying a lot from someone who thinks G.I. Joe is absolute trash.
Yeah, because you're on the Transformers side.
Exactly.
Yeah. You gotta pick a camp.
But you know, like a pleb, of course, I do fall into the camp of Snake Eyes be cool because ninja with a gun.
Yeah.
Right?
That's just across time and space.
Yeah.
If a caveman saw a ninja with a gun, he'd be like, holy shit. Ooga booga, that shit's cool.
And cancel it all.
Yeah.
We got it.
We're changing the way we're evolving. Yeah. I'm going to start doing flips and shit.
Yeah. So that's coming out July 25th, and shortly before that.
That's almost stage 3, we can go into a theater type shit.
You're telling me the first movie we're going to see in a theater is Snake Eyes?
Well, we're going to go see Fast 9 at the drive-in.
Oh, are we now?
So.
And, and then I guess 2 weeks before that is the other ninja, Black Widow, the Russian ninja.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, whatever.
How are you going to do ScarJo like that?
She was the least interesting character in that whole franchise.
Whoa, I would say Hawkeye, but okay.
You know what? They tie. Who cares?
I think that's the majority of my picks.
They made her whole character a Tylenol in that one movie for the Hulk.
Oh, wow.
Remember when she was just like, sunset and big guy? Like, that's her whole role in that movie was to just be an Advil.
Well, you know, some people gotta play their roles.
I guess. That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you got?
I think so. Like, I can't think of anything more interesting that happened this week. Yeah.
I got a couple. Just a few. Dying Light 2 trailer came out. Yeah. They're showing more gameplay.
Gameplay.
It looks like a stereotypical evolution of what this game would be. Like, having now played the first one and beaten it,
This is just the same?
I could see, like, I know exactly where they pulled all these ideas from. Mm. Like, there was one side quest that did this, and so they made it into a main mechanic. There was one story beat that did this, so they made it into a more, a bigger focus. And it seems like nothing crazy, just a logical step forward.
Yeah.
So, that, I don't know, it kind of dampers my excitement for it, but also that when I played it, that first game, it's real good.
Mm.
It's a real good game. So if they can tighten up the combat and the parkour, I'd be down.
Yeah, I gotta say, when that first Dying Light 2 trailer reveal came out, it looked sick.
Yeah.
But I guess that is because I hadn't seen the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, when I watched more videos, the first one was like, oh, it's really the same.
Yeah, did you end up buying the first one on the Steam sale? Or?
No, I didn't, because I spent most of my Steam sale budget on things with four wheels.
True, you did. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see exactly where they're like, we wanted to expand on this, and it's like, I get it. And it seems like a more of a logical conclusion than anything like super sick. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
After that, we have the Layers of Fear team, Bloober team.
Who?
The Bloober team. You know the Bloober team? They're horror developers. They created the game Layers of Fear. You've probably seen it for free on Epic Game Store or on deep discount everywhere all the time because people like horror games now.
Nope.
All right. Well, it was pretty popular. Apparently that they are teaming up with Konami. And so people are wondering now, like, Silent Hill, though.
Mm.
There was a quote from Konami saying that they don't have any specifics to share, but Bloober team will continue to work on their own original content, and we're excited for the chance to collaborate them on potential projects across our various IP. So, it's kind of looking like it's a Silent Hill, but if it is, it's not coming for like half a decade, so who cares? Hmm. But it's interesting to see Konami kind of pull back on their, we don't make video games anymore, we are a gambling company. And they're like, Or maybe the Team Bloober's just making a horror fucking pachinko machine. I don't know. That'd be sick too.
Maybe.
Did you see those Metal Gear Solid 3 pachinko cutscenes?
No.
They look super nice. Oh man, I'm so pissed. They did the whole like end boss cutscene.
Oh yeah.
You know, where she's in the flowers and you go, they like redid it 4K. Looks so nice. It's in a fucking pachinko machine. Oh my god, I'm so mad.
That's how they get the weebs in the casino.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was an interesting one, but we'll see how far Konami comes back into the gaming scene.
Yeah.
And then the last one, and the only one I really give a shit about, is the Chainsaw Man trailer came out.
Yes.
This week. Being done by MAPPA, the guys who did the last season of Attack on Titan, the guys who did God of High School.
Yep.
Holy shit, this thing looks amazing. Good. The soundtrack is being done by the guy who did Devilman Crybaby, so I'm super excited about that. And all I'm saying is that when it comes out, pick an anime, because we're bringing back Anime Club. And
are we?
We are.
Why?
Because it's going to be, listen, this is the anime of the year. Anime of the season.
Oh.
Whatever season it comes out.
I don't
know
if it could be anime of the year.
Why not? You haven't seen it yet. You might enjoy it.
I already watched Dino Xenon. I already know.
Does it have a giant robot in it? I don't know.
Yeah, man. I saw the chainsaws and I didn't see the robot. I don't know. Do you not know me? Like,
I don't know. It's looking pretty good.
Okay.
So yeah, they don't have like a release date or anything. It was a short like 1 minute PV, but
yeah, I got holy moly. Okay. So we'll do Anime Club on that, but I gotta research some other picks to check out some other animes.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna go polar. I've decided to go polar opposite. So.
Well, like Happy Go Lucky, Kyun.
Maybe do some, I don't know, some Lolly.
Are we gonna do fucking like Macross Delta 2 again? Like,
I don't know. Who knows what we do?
All right.
Maybe the Euro Ice equivalent. I don't know.
Right.
Figure it out.
All right.
I'll find something spicy.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm.
All right. Mm. Okay. All right. So they're saying that people are speculating that's going to come out around October, November this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
Get ready.
Okay.
Chainsaw Man.
Okay.
And I think the series is short enough that it's probably going to go through the whole manga, so.
Like in 12 episodes?
24, maybe. Because I think it's 90 manga chapters. It's under 100.
Okay. I mean, if that's the case, I don't expect this to be, like, 24 in one go.
No, I think it's going to be a weekly release thing.
No, no, I mean, like, it's going to be 12.
Oh, 12 and then a break and then 12? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I also think Tiger and Bunny is supposed to come back this year.
I forgot that show existed.
Wait, this year or January 2022? I can't remember. I can't remember. But, yeah, so, I mean, I'm hopefully excited to see that. Yeah, cool, cool. Cool, cool. Right,
yeah, and those are my picks. Not a lot happened, man.
Wicked. So what was your week then?
My week was Apex Kings Canyon, baby.
Yeah, I've been delaying the update on mine.
It, man. Kings, what a good map. They should just have that in permanent rotation. That's a good map.
Yeah. What was it before World's End?
No, World's End was the second map. And then the...
No, I mean currently, before this update. It was World's End and Olympus.
Oh, yeah, for the pub rotation.
Yeah.
But the Kings Canyon and this one is in public games. It's not in the ranked games.
Mm.
And, yeah, that's just, like, a way back throwback. I know all these different routes and shit. Like, man, what a good map.
Mm-hmm.
Go up on that giant skeleton over, was it?
Skulltown? Yeah.
Classic. What a classic. Mm. How am I getting nostalgia for, like, a two-year-old game?
I don't know, man.
But yeah, that's been good. Reading more All-Rounder from last week. All-Rounder Meguru, the MMA.
Oh, yes, manga. Yes, okay.
And he is now in an arc where he's going to, like, the nationals, basically, for grappling, amateur grappling and stuff. And, man.
He's good.
Every time. I learned what he's actually good at. He's good at flexibility. Like, he's just a flexible person.
Oh.
So he's a little above average in everything because he's flexible and can get out of weird situations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cute.
But every time I read, like, a training arc in that series, I'm like, hell yeah, this is so sick. And then immediately followed by, I'm a fat fuck. Like, I'm so fucking lazy.
Yo, you can change that.
I can. It's true. It's all on me, but... But yeah, that continues to be good. And then the majority of the time went into Borderlands 3.
Yes.
It's not that much time. How much time did I actually put in Borderlands 3? Let's see.
You tell me.
Let's pull up the Steam.
How much time have you been spending between Borderlands and Apex, though? Together. Cumulatively.
I played like 3 matches of Apex this week.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's mostly Borderlands.
Oh, okay.
So I put in like 30 hours of Borderlands this week.
In 1 week. Okay.
Yeah. You know, a lot of that was AFK grinding. I wasn't playing. Someone else was grinding for me while I was in the vicinity of
whatever.
Some of it was, I was leaving it on while I was eating and stuff. Uh-huh. You know?
How long did it take you to eat? 10 minutes?
Sometimes. but yeah, we all bought Borderlands 3.
Yep.
It was, because of the Steam sale.
Did you end up getting the full edition?
I didn't get the second season pass. I only got the first season pass.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently the second season DLC ain't so hot. And while it does add a fourth skill tree for every character, I'm like, 3 skill trees is enough for me right now, so whatever.
Okay.
So we played it.
Yeah.
I beat it.
Yeah, you did.
And one of our friends went off into the fucking deep end. And, like, made it his, like, full-time job overtime. And now is, like, max level raid ready. Every gear optimized on one character.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you said you didn't play... Did you play 2? Or no. You only played the first one, right?
I only played the first one.
I want to hear what you thought of what you played of Borderlands 3. Like, because we got to about, like, level 20 or so, which is a decent way in.
Yeah, we got a good chunk in. We played that Friday night, like, 5 hours?
I beat 1, I beat 2, and then I played a little bit of pre-sequel, and I couldn't get into it. Mm-hmm. And then Borderlands 3, I thought, was pretty good gameplay-wise.
Like, okay, from what I remember Borderlands 1, I remember enjoying it, because there was, like, that was kind of, like, the only thing of its kind.
Yeah, it was brand new, the loot shooter type of thing.
Yeah, like right?
A bajillion guns or whatever.
The first thing about Borderlands 3 that really hit home with me that I didn't... Like, I've noticed it since moving to PC games, but this is the one where I was like, oh, fuck. This is the kind of game I would actually rather be playing on a console. Because it's not competitive.
And it doesn't require, like, super sick aim or anything.
Yeah, and, like, just the way that game is handled, like, mechanics and, like, in button layouts and interactions, like, I feel like they're easy enough to do on a controller, but I really miss Rumble or Vibration.
Oh.
Because all the different guns are so... The way that they would affect you and the way you get the feel from them were all different.
Yeah. Wait, does the PC version not have Rumble support for a controller?
It does. But there's something... I don't know. The way that the...
Feel generic, off-brand Rumble?
I don't know. It's just... It doesn't feel... And even on the aiming. Like, the problem with the PC one is, like... When you go from mouse back to controller, you're just so much slower.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, and in a game where you're constantly picking up stuff, it's different. So, like, the Rumble thing is the one part where I'm like, I do miss that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, do I want Rumble in my mouse? No, probably not.
Yeah, I think they're especially on a laser mouse.
Yeah, sure. Like, that's definitely not what I want.
Unless you went to trackball.
No. But Borderlands 3, it feels like Borderlands.
Kind of feels like you never left, right?
Yeah, and I'm kind of amazed that there were two games in between this one, and I immediately jump into here, and I'm like, I haven't played Borderlands in a decade, and this still feels like the same shit.
Yeah.
That's not to say it's bad, it's just, I guess my tastes have slightly moved on, and like, I don't know, the gunplay just doesn't feel, like if I want to shoot something and feel good about it, I'll play Apex, yeah. Right? Even in Overwatch, I still get better, like, gunplay feel. No, you do. You do. Not in this game. Like, this game is cool because it has different effects and things that happens with your projectiles or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But does it actually feel satisfying to hit an enemy? Not really.
Once you get certain guns, yes.
Yeah, but I don't mean that. But that's, like, that's, again, that boils down to, like, the effects of the guns. But, like, just the raw mechanical feel of shooting the gun in this game, I do not think is great.
All right, okay.
I don't think it's good, and that's a little tragic considering this is the gun game about guns and more guns on your guns. Like, don't get me wrong, there's some guns where you, like, the first time you get a shotgun, it's not as cool as you think it's going to be. Like, it's not as...
It's one of those things where, like, it's kind of the same reason I didn't like shotguns in Mass Effect. Where when you roll up on a dude with a health bar and you crack him with a shotgun and he's just like, ow, 25% of my health.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of feels like it suffers from the mechanics rather than the actual gun feel.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, that could be it. But, like, yeah, this is the game where shooting the gun was not, like, and then because you're constantly rolling between new weapons, eventually, I knew the guns were distinctly different, but they weren't, like, the way that it progresses through, they don't get distinct enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go through, like, 5 submachine guns that progressively are better.
Yeah.
But you don't really feel that they're better.
Especially if you don't get, like, a different manufacturer. Like, if you're just going from, like, Torg to Torg to Torg, then it's obviously the same.
And I guess that boils down to, like, well, we have a billion guns, and it's,
like... Yeah, from, like, 6 different manufacturers.
Yeah, but it's, like, so, like, a lot of them are very similar.
Yeah.
The writing story-wise, I didn't really analyze that.
Mm-hmm.
Only because we were playing in a group, and, like, when we play in a group, I don't really...
We're just going
for the loop. It's hard to pay attention to that kind of shit.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I pay attention to the whole story.
Yeah.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of weak.
Like, it's cool. Like, I think it's a great game if you have a group.
Yeah.
And you want to just hang out and have something to do. I think it's great. But I don't know if I'd ever play it by myself.
That's fair.
Like, I don't know how... I don't know how Blaven was able to... do it all on his own.
Because that guy's min-maxer galore.
Yeah.
Like, before we even played, he was, like, looking up guides on how to efficiently go from, like, level 1 to whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like, right. I understand that. Like, yeah. I'm that way with certain things, but I guess not with this game. Like, it just... For me, I always knew that this was going to be our sort of, like, if we're just hanging out, want something to play.
Yeah. I think it's especially good, too, because, like, even though, like, me and him have gotten really far ahead, you still won't be, like, left in the dust. Because they have that cooperative mode now.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
It's a sick mode. So what it does is that it instants all the loot.
Yeah.
So every piece of loot people get is all specific to them.
Yeah. So there's no fighting over, like, who wants
to go. I want that grenade mod or whatever, But the other thing is that enemies will scale to your level in the same map.
Yeah, so, like, we could be the final level, but because I'm level one.
Yeah, the boss will be scaled to whatever the minimum of that boss is, right? But also, for me, it'll be scaled to max level.
Yeah.
And it'll even out the damage to have a cohesive, like, cooperative experience. Which I think, like, I was trying to think of, like, the math that you would have to think of behind the scenes to calculate all that shit. And my brain hurt. My brain hurt thinking about it.
Good thing a computer does it.
Yeah, good thing a computer. But someone's got to code that. Someone's got to create the base, right?
It's all right. It's all right. You know, move a couple. You just decimals. Create the formula and you just put an X as the player.
Create a function.
You're do whatever. Done.
But man, it's that's a really cool feature.
Yeah, no,
I really like that feature.
But yeah, I think the game's pretty cool. Like it's, I don't think it's anything special. Like I was always interested in how this game kind of came out, but no one really talked about it. Like I don't feel like it had the hype the Borderlands 2 had, right?
No.
And I always wonder why that was.
I thought maybe it was because the pre-sequel came out in between. Like, it had more games more frequently. So when More of the Same came out, then it was like, oh.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. Borderlands 3 came out, and, like, I heard, like, the reviews said that it was, like, the best Borderlands. But, like, it was also not, like, one that had the tail of the other ones. And I guess this, you know, makes sense. Like, it's more of the same. Like, it's not trying to do anything special here. And,
yeah,
it's all right.
I've found that gameplay-wise, this is probably the most fun I've had with the Borderlands. They've really taken the, like, ARPG approach, or, like, at least the Diablo 3 approach, which is your uniques can be used together in order to create a very specific build. Where in Borderlands 1 and 2, you had your action skills, right? You had, like, the axed in turrets and whatever. You had siren elemental stuff, right? And you had, like, a rough general idea of what a build can be, but it seems like in this one, and maybe it was like this in the pre-sequel, that they have made unique weapons that specifically are for certain builds, and they want you to move towards that. So like one of the guns I'm trying to get towards is called the Redistributor, and every seventh shot is amped, and amped shots chain to different enemies,
right?
But the thing is on my character Zane, I get a barrier that I can put around myself.
Yeah.
And every shot I shoot through that barrier is amped.
Okay.
So then with that gun, I can chain shots to anyone on the map.
Right.
And it seems like they've taken the Diablo style, the PoE style. Like, we are making an ARPG. Here are sets to get in order to have certain passive effects, right? And certain ones will work better with other characters than other, rather than this gun has good damage, get this gun.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah. I just to touch on that, I think a lot of my experience in this game, like I definitely need to play more before I can get a good handle on the situation. But I was just so overwhelmed by all the options you immediately have access to.
Oh yeah, they give you so much.
And like it was one of those things where it's like, and now this is how I know I'm getting old, where it's like, I don't have time to fucking read this.
Oh my God. Right?
Yeah. Like I was just sitting there like the skill trees, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't want to like have to read this and then think about it. And then
the skill trees are the same from other games. But the new thing to this game too is like alt fires on a lot of guns.
Yeah, and like, yeah, it's just like a lot of it was just like, man, I really am just getting tired of just
reading.
Because, like, I know myself, like, if I were younger, like in high school or whatnot, or even younger than that, and like, I would eat this shit up and be like, yo, I'm a definitely min max.
Okay, so
like,
this skill maxes this skill.
I should do this. Yeah. And like, to be honest, I probably still would do it today if it were delivered to me in a format that was easily consumable. Or like, more. I guess the UI here is more style over substance. Like, it's very, like, the way they've, it definitely matches the aesthetic of the game, but I don't think it presents itself well in terms of trying to deliver all that information to the player.
Okay.
Right? That could just be me, but. Yeah.
A lot of the holdover for me was from other Borderlands.
Yeah.
Where, like, I saw that skill tree and I immediately knew what was up. And
again, like, I haven't played it in a decade, so.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I will say, in terms of, I played one of the DLCs.
Yeah.
It was like Blood and Iron. It's a samurai western. And the writing in that is like exponentially better.
Is it?
Than anything in the main game.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
I think with the DLC, they've been able to, like, kind of go off the rails a bit more, right? Mm-hmm. So this one, you're like in a Western town, but like all the cowboys call you like, "Hey, Tomodachi," like, yeah. In like a Western style.
Yeah.
And they have this whole like end of the world summoning Godzilla type thing. It's really cool. And there's another one that has to do with the leader of Jacobs and Sir Hammerlock,
yeah,
where they're getting married.
Yeah.
And like, that seems like such a great, great written DLC from what I've seen so far. And I wonder if they're just like constrained by what they've done in the past from other games. Cause like that story's, it's cool, but it's again, just like Borderlands is, it's more of the same.
Yeah.
Right. I, sure. I could tell certain character deaths like immediately. I could tell certain twists like almost immediately. And it's very formulaic now, even though no one else other than them is really doing that style, which is very unfortunate. Right. Like, yeah. Everyone's kind of jokey, but not in the way Borderlands is.
Yeah.
Right. And also like Borderlands themselves have pulled back a bit.
Yeah.
Too. Like, with the times, which is, like,
you to probably, be expected,
to
yeah.
To be expected, you should do, like, I think there are small enemies now. They're called tinks instead of midgets and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're a lot less crude in a lot of their humor, which arguably is why people came to it for in the first place.
Yeah.
But it's weird. But I like this whole more kind of ARPG setup in Borderlands 3, especially since now, you know how they had, like, bonus bosses before and stuff?
Yeah.
They have raids now.
Like, yeah, so I read that in the Discord. You guys were talking about raids, and I was like,
yeah, what so once the you beat, hell? Once you beat the story, you unlock like straight up MMO raids.
Yeah, because that sounds cool.
It looks cool. Oh,
okay.
I went in one too early. I got absolutely demolished, yeah, I but bet I was you like, did. Oh shit, like this is a raid ass raid. Mm-hmm. Right? And you gotta like bring people with certain elements and you gotta go for like certain bosses in certain ways. Like, this is sick. So I'm pretty excited to do those. But it's definitely the most fun I've had with a Borderlands game since 1.
Yeah, okay. Cool, cool.
Yeah. I would recommend that you get off this thing here, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Back to the gun game, bro.
Well, we'll see.
Stop playing Warzone, bro!
No!
No! But yeah, other than that, like, homework's been more... I'm coming down to the end. I had actually, so I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but like this class specifically this semester has been, the workload's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is more work than both of my classes combined in my last class.
Okay.
And so I wrote on the forums, in the school class forums, I was like, hey guys, anyone else have any problems with like workload management and whatever and like any tips and blah, blah, blah. And I want to say like 10 people responded, all being like, yeah, this shit's hard. Yeah, this shit's hard. And so the teacher came back and was like, hey, just to give you a little, you know, breathing room for the final assignment, I've made the last couple minor assignments optional, so you don't have to do them anymore. Right? And so I think he realized, like, oh, I've definitely condensed too much work in this one summer class.
Yeah.
But it's cool. We've moved on to Roman tragedies now. So where Homer was epic poetry.
Yeah.
Tragedies are more consolidated stories.
Yes.
So usually, apparently, in Greek plays, like, 3 people would play every single role in a play. And that meant that you could only have 3 people at max talking on screen at one time, right? Because they all would go back, get different costumes, come back out, usually with masks and stuff. And the tragic element of Greek, I guess, lore is pretty cool. Because where Homer was like, we're talking directly with the gods, here's a huge battlefield. Thousands of people are dying. Achilles is mowing through dudes. Hercules is sick. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The tragedy is just like, hey, after all that shit happened, we're still regular people here. And they don't ever commune with the gods. The gods are more of like a religious figure rather than anyone who's directly involved in the story.
Right, right.
And it's cool. It's the more like nuanced version of like, oh yeah, like Achilles fucking demolished Hector and dragged his body through delimbed himself and dragged his body through the dirt. But also like Hector had a wife and his wife is now being like sold into slavery and shit. Right. And, yep. And so they go into that more personalized what happens to the hero once the hero dies and what who he leaves behind and stuff like that. And that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah, that class continues to be super interesting. I'm surprised I didn't take anything more on it like earlier in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, and, yeah, okay.
But it's cool. And yeah, that's been my week.
Cool. My week was, yeah, we played
Borderlands. Unless you want to talk about Gotcha, bro.
No.
You want to talk about King of Fighters Gotcha?
You're back in that.
No, hell yeah, brother.
No. Yeah, so we did Borderlands. Mass Effect 3. I'm at the point of no return.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm at the point where I'm ready to end Mass Effect 3 and then end the whole Mass Effect Legendary Edition adventure.
I saw a picture on Twitter of, like, everyone around a couch. Isn't the game over? Didn't you beat it?
No, that's the mission right before the ending.
Oh, my God.
So I got to think of, like, I think I have, like, a 1 to 2 hour left.
But you don't want to do it?
I wanted to do it last night, but I just ran out of time. All right. But it doesn't matter, because I know, how it ends. But all I want to talk about is I've now played all the DLC add-ons for Mass Effect 3, which I hadn't before.
Yeah.
And, man, I wish I played them back then.
Are they good?
Because they're the best DLC
for the game. Okay.
So, like, one of them is basically, like, you can't use your squad.
Oh.
We'll give you 2 new people.
Okay.
And they're, like, 2 pretty high-profile characters. It's pretty awesome. You're trying to take over a space station, blah, blah, blah. It's neat.
All right.
Don't worry about it. The next one, the one that you're talking about, the picture, that's the Citadel DLC. And that DLC is cool because it gives you a whole new hub world to explore.
Is it the Citadel?
It's the Citadel. Nice. But it's the residential area.
Ooh.
It's your apartment.
Okay.
Where you could buy furniture for yourself.
It's the Sims now?
You can go to the arcade. You can go to Combat Sims. You can go to the bar. You can go you can go to the casino.
Shit about this game.
There is a mini game where you have to do 182 push-ups or pull-ups manually with the triggers.
What?
To beat one of your teammates.
Why? Why would you do that?
And when you do it, he says, damn, good job. And you get nothing.
That's so stupid.
Like, it's wild. All right. No, but this DLC is awesome because it has one mission that's centered around it. Okay. And it basically starts off like an Ocean's 11 heist / detective murder mystery.
Huh.
And it is way different than, and because like I would say all of Mass Effect, the closest thing is like Star Trek, right? Where it's like, it's mostly serious with like some lighthearted moments. This is straight up Firefly, where shit is just comedic.
Cool.
Like you're in, and it's the only mission where you have your entire squad with you.
At the same time?
All at the same time. But you split into parties of 4.
Yeah.
And so there's 3 groups. But as you're going through the mission, you have them all there with you. And they're like going through different routes. They help you go up platforms. Hmm. And you can call for cover fire, and they do. And they'll be like on a ledge shooting down.
Oh, that's cute.
But all they have is super witty banter about how like life is shit. And they're like, you all fucking suck. I can't believe it. Yeah, like when we get back to the Normandy, I'm gonna whatever. Like it's so good.
That sounds like
like, it's the best DLC.
Yeah, that sounds like a good, like, farewell DLC. Like,
it is.
Know everybody.
It is you can do it at the beginning, but the thing is, if you do it at the end of the game, basically it counts how many characters you still have alive or, like, done.
Yeah.
And all of them will come to your year-end party.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So if you do it in the beginning, you'll have, like, 2 people at your party. But if you do it at the end...
Yeah, you want to have a birthday bash,
yeah, dog. So it's the quest you do right before you're ready to end the game.
Okay. All
right. The last piece of DLC is called Leviathan, and I can't believe this is DLC, because this should have just been in the game.
It is.
You figure out, basically, where the Reapers come from.
Okay, that seems important.
Yeah, and they do something which should technically be involved in how you stop it at the end.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know why it's DLC. This should have just been in the main game.
Hmm.
And I think it's cruel that this DLC was the last piece of DLC released for Mass Effect 3.
That's hilarious.
So, like, it's no wonder I skipped it, because I just never
went back. Oh, wasn't this the one, like, when it came out, it was like, this DLC fixes the ending or whatever, or it makes the ending make sense or whatever?
It's not that, but it's like, it gives more context, but it changes your whole perception of the Mass Effect world and how things were created and, like...
Hmm.
Like, to slight spoilers, because the game is 10 years old, it's like the origin of the universe DLC. Like, this is where it all began.
Okay.
And, like, it's And because it's DLC, it has to stay contained within this pocket, right? Like, they can't integrate it to the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they say they are, it doesn't really... Like, it should really be integrated.
Yeah, when you go into the ending, they're not talking about the DLC.
Yeah, okay. And, like, it just... It feels wrong. All
right.
Like, because it's that good. But that was my... I don't think I'll speak of the Legendary Edition anymore. I mean, it's taken me a month and a half. Each game has taken me about 45 hours, and so...
It's not bad.
I'm ready to call it on this game. But yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Steam sale was on, so I bought a whole bunch of racing games.
How many?
A lot.
All of them?
A lot. I'll talk about the first one I bought was Need for Speed Heat.
Ooh, that's a good game.
So you say.
That's a good game.
So you say.
I like that game a lot.
First of all, I will say I was debating whether I should get this on the PC or the PS4.
Okay.
Because they're the same price. And I figured if I get it on the PS whatever, then at least I can use my TV and it'll look sick.
Mm-hmm.
Found out that the PS4 and the PS4 or PlayStation Edition, and same with the Xbox actually, there are no like next gen enhancements, so nope. Like the PS5 can't do anything.
It's just the PS4 version.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I guess I won't bother with that because I found out that the console versions are locked at 30 frames,
mm-hmm.
and whatever. So I bought on the PC.
That's a solid 30 frames on the PS5 though.
No, but I heard the game looks awesome even at 30 frames. Yeah. But I was like, I want it at 60.
And I want all the effects.
Exactly. Yeah. So I did it. That game is rough on my system.
I want to see what that looks like.
Like, later. It looks awesome, but... Like,
we should say, you have, what is that, a 3070?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have a 3070.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's still chugging your PC.
Well, it's not chugging, but like... I can only just hold 60 frames.
That's why.
Like, that's it. That's like, it doesn't go above that. The game looks beautiful. Like, I'm like, wow. Like, and it's not just graphically. I mean, like, they definitely went for the Miami South Beach vibe with this game. And
especially at night, you get all the neon.
I love the colors. Like, the whole, like, and I guess that's the in color scheme, right? Like, the neon blue and purple or pink. Looks sick. Good sense of speed. I thought this was like that happy medium between arcade and sim. It is not. It is 100% arcade racer.
What are you talking about? It's happy medium.
No, it's not.
Yes.
There's no cockpit mode.
Yeah. Who plays on cockpit? Nobody.
Everybody. So like when I think of what's the in-between between sim and arcade, it's Forza Horizon and any Codemasters game that isn't Formula One.
Okay. So Dirt.
Dirt, but not Dirt Rally. Dirt Rally. That's hella sim.
Fuck that.
But regular Dirt and Grid were the medium that I always think of. But this is way more arcade. Basically, it's go fast, automatic gears, double tap, gas to drift,
mm-hmm.
And don't even bother with the brake.
What's a brake?
Exactly. That's what I found. In fact, it's so weird how in this game, the fastest way through every corner, no matter how shallow or deep, is to drift.
Because drifting is the fastest way to turn.
And, like, it is blowing my fucking mind.
We went through this multiple
times.
It's
just wild because I'll hit a corner and, like, in my mind, I know what physics should do.
Yeah.
But you hit the drift button, I'm like, of course.
Of course. Infinite G-forces.
Of course I make that. Of course. Of course I'll make that.
It gets wild. Wait until you get, like, the higher end cars.
Yeah. So I think I'm at, like, rep level 13 or something.
Okay.
So I've only put in a few hours, but it's fun. I started out with the BMW M3, so from the 80s.
Oh, the 80s one.
Yeah.
I picked the Nissan from that one.
The 180SX? Yeah. Of course you would.
It's a good car.
The Weeb machine?
It's a good car.
The Drift machine?
Hell yeah.
Yeah? No, I didn't even bother. I saw that, and I was like, nope. And then I saw the two muscle cars, and I was like, eh. Then I was like, BMW, M3, I'm at it. I'm in it to win it.
Channeling your inner Razor Callahan.
Yeah, I was like, I need that one. That's the one. But yeah, it's been pretty cool. The upgrade system, like, the upgrades are so incremental, I can't tell if I'm actually going faster.
Yeah, there's eventually a point where you will be like, okay, I'm going faster now.
So what happened was I went, like, I had different cars that I could access, mm-hmm. and I went back to my original car, and I'm like, okay, no, they are faster. Yeah, okay, got it, cool. But yeah, customization is, like, what I expect from Need for Speed. So a lot you can do really cool. I just spent all my money buying, because I knew there was a car I wanted,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I don't really care. I'm going to make sure I use this car, and I'm going to force myself to use this car. It's a Nissan...
Altima?
No, fuck. What's the name again? Shit. 240Z.
Oh, okay.
Very old. Yeah. It's an old car. It's from, like, the 70s, 60s, 70s. Put a I put the Rocket Bunny kit on it.
Nice.
It's a super wide body.
Hell yeah.
But I spent all my money to make it look great. It's stock. Like, so I have to keep racing to like
upgrade it. You gotta start farming some races.
Yeah. So at the moment I'm using some BMW. This is the wild one. It's called the i8. I don't know if you know what the i8 is. It's a fully electric BMW.
Oh.
But this one has exhausts, makes sounds, and spits fire.
Nice.
So that's how I know this game is an arcade racer.
Hell yeah. Well, I think if you get the ultimate car that people get is the Regara, the Koenigsegg.
Yeah, that's a...
And that's all electric.
Yeah.
And I think that one doesn't have, like, exhaust or whatever. So maybe that's, like, an oversight.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because even the car that you start out with, that yellow one in the very beginning, yeah. I think that's the Polestar 1.
The Polestar 1, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's also... electric.
Isn't it a hybrid?
Or hybrid? Is it hybrid?
I thought it was a hybrid.
Okay, I know, but I know it's not 100% gas.
That car's nice. I like that. The cover car.
The cover car?
Yeah. That's a nice car.
Yeah, it's cool. I think I like it, though, because it has that wild wing.
Though, with the cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if it didn't have that...
the X? Yeah, that's so sick.
I don't know if I would like it as much.
Oh, that's so sick.
Because that wing is sick.
It does bring it together.
And the way... And it's not a regular mounted. It's, like, mounted on the whole back end.
Yeah, that's so sick.
Yeah, so... Oh,
what a cool car.
It's a cool car. But, yeah, no, I'm having fun. Like, this... I understand why you like this game, though. Because, like, the whole atmosphere is, like...
It's Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, it's just that. The vibes.
You're the dude who gets hired by a dude who owns a garage.
Yeah.
And then you like his sister.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I'm like...
Like, it's just Fast and the Furious 1.
I'm driving around. I'm like, oh, I see why Anthony likes this. Like, it just makes you feel cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I get it.
And then, like, the whole, like, night and day thing.
Yeah, night and day is cool.
Yeah.
When you told me that the night ones were more, like, sanctioned events, mm-hmm. I don't know why. I was expecting more, like... real circuits. I didn't think it'd be like close off the roads and race.
Oh, for the daytime stuff?
Yeah,
yeah, it's like it's a race ass race.
Yeah.
Because there's like a car festival happening.
Yeah, but I just thought it'd be more on like closed or like tracks, not
oh,
like,
okay.
Not through the streets. So yeah. But yeah, no, it's fun. Nighttime's fun. The cops are whatever. Like
they're annoying at the beginning, and then once you kind of like realize the patterns and like that,
yeah.
You realize the map too. That's like map knowledge is a big thing to like, okay, I'm just going to drift around here and then park in here and they're not going to see me.
Yeah, it becomes pretty simple. But yeah, no, it's cool. I like it.
Have you gotten to a max heat level yet?
Max heat? No, I've only got to heat 3.
Okay. Because I think they cap it until a certain...
Okay.
I think heat 5 is the max.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I ran out of races, so I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You repeat the same race.
No, thanks. Nah. So, yeah. It's been a fun casual play. Like, okay, just to chill during the days. It's been a fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, the Steam sale also had other racing games that I've always wanted to play, but never had a reason to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were Assetto Corsa Competizione.
Wow.
iRacing?
So bougie. iRacing is hardcore.
Yeah. But those are the only three I've got so far. I'm still deciding if I want to get Automobilista, but I'll wait on that. I don't know.
What was the game on the PS2, the racing game?
Automodelista.
There you go. Automodelista. That game. You should get that game.
The Capcom racing game?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I only tried out Assetto Corsa. Competizione, just for the differences, is the updated version, but that only does GT3 cars.
Which means... like Le Mans?
Le Mans, but the one you think Le Mans, you think prototype. Like
yes.
LMP1.
Hell yeah.
At the lowest end of Le Mans is GT3.
Oh, okay, lame.
So those are the ones. But GT3 cars are fun to drive.
Right.
But I haven't tried that yet. So I put it in a Assetto Corsa, and I got my wheel this week. It's a Thrustmaster T300, which will hold me over until I get the Fanatec one.
Can you plug it into your own car?
No.
Then return it.
But this wheel is compatible with PC and PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably be using this for, I don't know, Gran Turismo. Because I've never been able to play Gran Turismo Sport properly on a controller. So,
can you go to the moon in that one?
Sport?
Yeah.
No.
Or was that last? That was the last numbered one.
Yeah, 5.
5. Yeah, okay.
5.
All right.
No.
6.
I don't know. Actually.
Whatever. Gran Turismo 3 A spec, best game.
Don't you mean B spec?
Whatever. What?
Yeah. So I put it in. So the Thrustmaster wheel I got, and I got it with the Ferrari 599X Alcantara wheel.
Ooh.
So it feels nice. But, you know, if you have sweaty hands, this will get ruined fast. So they say wear gloves.
So now you're going to invest in some leather driving gloves.
Or use my biking gloves.
Or leather driving gloves.
Or just use my biking gloves.
Ugh, lame.
Yeah, so that's what I did.
When's your birthday?
March. But the... I put in a set of Corsa, and I gotta say, playing with a wheel changes the game. For real, for real.
I haven't played a set of Corsa without a wheel.
Yeah.
I just tried it with your wheel.
Yeah.
And I don't see how I could play that game without a wheel.
The force feedback is wild. Like, it's great because, like, it's easy to tell when you've lost the car.
Yeah.
And you know when, like, in most games, you put the accelerator and the car just goes.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you really can tell when a car has too much power in the rear and you're supposed to let go.
And it just kicks out.
Yeah, and it's fun being able to tell when you're on the curbs or not because the wheel will, like, shake and stuff. Like, it's real, like, it's wild. My full sim rig has not come in yet, but I'm so pumped now and I can't wait. And I'll have more updates.
So this is the same, you're going to use this?
Yeah, yeah.
On the rig, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to use this on the rig. And then, when October, November rolls around and the Fanatec stuff comes, I'll upgrade to that just for Formula One stuff. But yeah, no, it's wild. It's, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. This is...
Yeah, it seems up your alley.
Yeah, this is 100% like my thing. I went to a computer store to look at different monitors I wanted to check out.
And you decided...
Samsung 49-inch G9.
I told you, baby. I told you. That's
the Odyssey G9.
Don't they got black lines or what? Shut up. Just get the monitor.
But the thing is, if I do that, I'm not going to use my PlayStation anymore. Like, and so I have to figure out a way to fit that rig in this room.
No.
Yes.
No, what you got to really do is you need to buy a second
set of wires. No.
Second set of wires for here.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
So when you unplug the computer, you just unplug the stuff that's there and leave it. And then you only have to bring the rig to the other rig.
That's so much work.
Dude, it's just wires. Just buy some wires and leave them hooked up in each place. And all you got to transfer is the computer.
That's too much work.
It's not. How often are you going to be transferring this? Come on.
All the time.
Exactly.
I don't know if you know this, but I also use this for work.
Yeah, but you're going to go back into the office eventually. You're a social butterfly.
Yeah, I know.
You're one of those... I'd like to be in the office, weirdos.
I do like to be in the office. I was in the office this week. I met a friend there. Or
Reunited.
Reunited with a friend there. Some other people were there that I haven't seen. I was just like, this is just so good. I like hanging out with people.
Talk together and go for lunch.
We went out for lunch.
And a rib on you.
You know, got a smoothie. It was great.
Man.
Life's good. But yeah, no, I'm pumped. I will expect me to talk a lot about simulation racing and my adventures and forays and defeats in the sim world.
I honestly have been surprised it's taken this long in this podcast lifetime for this to happen.
Yeah.
Me too. Mr. I only drive on manual.
Well, yeah, duh.
Right?
How else are you supposed to drive?
Like, I am the sim racing master. I am. Platinum medals on every Gran Turismo license test.
I have to. Why would I do anything
it's
less?
It's taking you this long to get a wheel. I'm surprised less. You didn't have a wheel like back in the PlayStation 2.
Because you know what? The models weren't advanced enough that you can get away with a controller.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And in fact, you know what? There are like still crazy, crazy videos I always see are like current record holders. Some of them still use a controller.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
Absolute weirdos.
Yeah. It's like when you go to the fighting game leaderboards and you realize that your favorite player.
Yeah, he's using a controller.
Yeah, and you're like, and it's not even like a special controller, it's like a stock.
It's a PlayStation 1 controller.
And you're like, what the fuck, man? Dude, just beat me on that SNES pad. Like, holy shit.
On the Genesis pad.
Yeah, like, what happened? Meanwhile, I'm here with like my tournament stick ready to go.
Beat me on a Mad Catz controller.
You know, like, I got my custom switches. This man out here with the fucking SNES. Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, but
that's when you hang it up. That's when you retire.
That's when you realize like, what have I done with my life?
Oh my god.
But yeah, that is more or less been a week. I'll talk about more of that stuff. So yeah, there you go.
Nice.
And I think that's it for us this week as well. I think we're done. Bit of a empty one in terms of content, but hopefully you all were still entertained.
And if you weren't, fuck you.
Yeah, next week look forward to stuff and things.
And stuff and things.
And that's all we can guarantee.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Thanks for listening.
Can we start talking about wrestling on this podcast?
No.
Let's get into wrestling.
No. Oh, no.